Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Zochrenu Livrocha Bitochen message, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilo Nishma, Serio Chaim, and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and dedicated to a refuah shlema to Daniel Ben Miriam Leah. We're still in deep trouble all over. And the personal yisurim that people endure seem to be endless. The situation in Eretz Yisrael, very precarious. We're certainly dealing with situations that are far beyond anything that we can be comfortable with. And I thought that being that this evening is Rosh Chodesh, that we should maybe talk for a few moments about Ya'alev Yavoi. Ya'alev Yavoi has a very profound message in terms of being mechazik bitochein, and something we say on Yom Tovim, on Rosh Chodesh, and it really speaks to the inyan and the chizuk that we want, that we need, that we direly need in the inyan of bitochen. Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, we refer to Hashem as our God. There's a very personal relationship. But the personal relationship goes back much further than our personal relationship with Him, which might be limited because of our own spiritual and religious limitations. But it's v'elokei avoseinu. Is also the God of our fathers. Our relationship goes back to the Ovis. Our relationship goes back to those that gave their lives al Kiddush Hashem. Our relationship goes back so many generations to such great tzaddikim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who loved them intensely and continues to love us in a similar fashion, something that can really give us a sense of chizuk and a sense of confidence in His commitment and desire to help us. Yale v'yovoi v'yagia v'yeroe v'yerotze v'yishoma v'yipoke v'yizocher. We ask that our remembrance, the remembrance of our needs, the remembrance of our tzoros, the remembrance of our situations in life, yale v'yovoi, should go up and come, v'yeroe and be seen, v'yishoma and be heard, v'yipoked, v'yizocher, and remembered. Now, the repetition, or the extent of these demands, Ya'alev v'yovoi, v'yagia, v'yeroe, v'yerotze, v'yishoma, v'yipoked, v'yizocher, there are eight requests there, eight forms of drawing attention, Hashem's attention, to our difficulties and to our suffering and to our pleas and supplications. And these, the Abu Dram tells us, reflect the eight levels of Atobah Hartonu Mikol Amim. Hashem chose us. He loved us. He desired us. He elevated us from all the nations. Atobah Hartonu, Mamtonu Mikol Harishonis, Kidashtonu B'mitzvah Secho, V'kerabtonu L'avidah Secho. We remind Hashem that we come to Him with a unique relationship. We come to Him with a relationship of Atobah Hartonu Mikol Amim. We are those, that beloved nation that you chose from all the nations. You elevated us. You sanctified us with your mitzvahs. You called your holy name upon us. And this, of course, gives us almost the audacity to speak very, very clearly and say, Ya'alev v'yovoi v'yagia v'yeroe. We want that our prayers come to your attention, that they be heard, that they be remembered, that we be remembered. And we speak in very strong terms in terms of our request to Hashem, because of the fact, and by dint of the fact, that we have this special relationship of having been chosen by Him. Then we say, what are we asking? Zichroineinu, fikdeineinu, v'zichron aviseinu, our memory, zichron aviseinu, the memory of our fathers, zichron Moshiach, zichron Yerushalayim, memory of Moshiach and Yerushalayim, zichron kol amcho Yisrael lefonecho, and the remembrance that you should remember all of your people Israel, lefonecho, lefleito le'toivo, that we should be able to escape from our difficulties and that everything in our lives should be for the good. And this, the Abu Dram tells us, that There's a pasuk that refers in the same pasuk the word bonim in terms of Bnei Yisrael, in terms of our special relationship as children to Hashem, is mentioned again and again. And we invoke that pasuk. We invoke the Atah B'chartonu. We invoke the fact that we are your children. Boni matem Hashem lokechem. We have this special relationship with Hashem on two levels, having been chosen and sanctified and elevated and given a mission in life, and having been considered with that special love as a father to a child, kerachim oval bonim, with the rachmonis of a father to his son. And with all of this, armed with these two emotions in extensive detail, we come and we ask our requests of Hashem. And we ask that we should be remembered for chen. Chen refers to a matnas chinam, even though we're not deserving. Chesed, kindness, rachamim, mercy. L'chaim u'l'sholim. For to life and peace during Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, on this day of Rosh Chodesh, we invoke the special relationship that we have with Hashem on the national level and on the personal level to come to Hashem and ask Him on this day of Rosh Chodesh to please grant our tefillas, grant our prayers, give us the brocha, give us the pleito l'teiva, the chayim l'sholim that we so direly request and so direly need. Zochreinu Hashem Elokeinu Boreinu Tov. On this day of Rosh Chodesh, this special day, this Yom Kapora, the Day of Atonement, the whole Tovdoisim, which has special kishus of Kapora Savinus, of atonement of sins for Klal Yisrael, every Rosh Chodesh, we bring special korbonos. Zochreinu Hashem Elokeinu Boreinu Tov. Remember us on this day for the good. Ufakdinu v'levrocha. And again, to remember us for the good. And save us for life. We ask Hashem, we have tzoros. We know the tzoros that we have today. We face personal and communal and global tzoros. Klal Yisrael faces. And we ask Hashem to remember us, l'teva, and to give us life. Uvidzar Yeshua v'rachamim. And in the matter of salvation, about saving us and having rachmonos, we ask him as follows. Chus b'choneinu. Have rachmonis on us and give us beyond what we deserve. V'rachim aleinu and have abundant rachamim on us. V'hishienu and save us. We ask Hashem for rachamim. We ask Hashem for chanino, for beyond, for gifts and answers beyond what we deserve. Chus b'choneinu, v'rachim aleinu. Save us. Save us from the tzoros. We have so much sickness. We have so many difficulties. People having so many personal difficulties with family, with parnos, with so many, with their children, with so many different things. And we know, of course, what happens in Eretz Yisrael and the constant battles and the constant dangers that we face. And we say, Chus v'chaneinu, Abrachmonas, Chanino, Rachim olinu v'shienu. And then we say something very interesting. Ki elecho einenu. Why should you be chus v'choneinu? Why should you have rachmonos on us? Why should you give us a matnas chinam beyond what we deserve? Why should you have rachmonos on us? Why should you save us? Ki elecho einenu. Because our eyes are focused upon you. We come to Hashem with one koyach. We don't have the koyach of ma'asim tevim. We don't have the koyach of deserving all of the good and all of the salvation, all of the needs, all of the refuas and all of the yeshuas that we need. We come to Hashem with one special merit. Ki elecho einenu. Our eyes are focused upon you. We're counting on you. When our eyes are focused, we're not taking them off that focus. Our eyes are riveted there. Einenu l'chot tluyois ad shetchoneinu, as we say in the Rosh Hashanah davening. Einenu, our eyes are hanging heavenward ad shetchoneinu, until you grant us those matnas chinam, those gifts and those answers beyond what we deserve. And why? Ki elecho einenu. Because we're counting on you and we're focused on you and our eyes are riveted on you. Why should you therefore respond? Ki kel melech chanun v'rachum ota. You are kel, the one who overpowers his anger to have mercy. You're the Melech Chanun V'Rachum. That's your Malchus. That's your kingdom. That's what you're all about. You're Melech Chanun V'Rachum. Granting graciousness, Chanun, Chanina, even beyond what we deserve. And Rachum Ota, that's who you are. And it's with this power of a Lecho Einenu that we turn on Rosh Chodesh, that we turn on Yontif, and we ask Hashem, almost with audacity and repeating again and again, Ya'alevi, Avoy, Vi'agia, Vi'roeh, Zichroinenu, Fikroinenu, V'zachonam, V'zachonam, a list of demands and a list of focus on how you should pay attention to us. And we do all of this with all of the requests that we ask today is because Elecho Einenu. We're counting on you. We have no one else to turn to. And certainly in times of difficulty, Klal Yisrael comes to that realization. We come to the realization today that we have no friends. We come to the realization today that we have no means of protection in Eretz Yisrael other than relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that we do not necessarily deserve the things that we want. Therefore, we have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not on our own merits. The Medrash says that that's why the Imois or Akoros, they didn't have children for so long because they were great pious women. And there was the fear that they might rely on their own piety, and therefore that's why they would be privileged with children, so that they don't make that mistake even on the slightest level. So Hashem gave them this situation where they didn't have children for so long, and they had no choice. They couldn't rely on anything, not even their own great righteousness, except turning to Hashem, praying to Hashem. Elecho Einenu. Our eyes are focused on you. In a time of difficulty, as we have these days, times of illness, times of danger, times of challenge and difficulty and suffering, let us focus our eyes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us ask in the inyan of Yeshua Barachamim that they should be chus, have rachmonis v'choneinu, and give us beyond what we deserve. V'rachim aleinu, and have mercy upon us, v'hishiyenu, and save us, because elecho einenu. And we've mentioned many times, but the present day situation in Eretz Yisrael probably focuses us more on elecho einenu than anything else, because there is nothing else to rely on. Except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is nothing else. Ein lonu lishoin el al avinu shebashamayim. We hope and pray that this Rosh Chodesh, our tefillah should be mekubal, and that we should be zeicha to hear psuras tevis, to hear about Yeshua's in Eretz Yisrael, to hear a refuah for all of those that are ptsuim, that have been wounded in Eretz Yisrael, and refuah shleima lechol chayli Yisrael. We'll be fratle, Daniel, Ben Miriam, Leah, and we should be zeicha to be makabel, Pnei Mashiach, Tzidkeinu, Bimheiru, Yomeinu, Omein, Omein.